Hello and welcome to Mind Garden Stress Less Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to stress less and grow more. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I want to give you some affirmation for showing up today. Good on you for giving yourself the best chance to stress less today. I love this podcast because it's quick, it's quirky, it's always quietly bringing you back to acceptance of yourself. Remember, no matter your thoughts, your actions, your fears, your wins, at the end of the day, just being you is enough. Welcome, welcome to your Mind Garden podcast, episode number 11, I think it is. And we are wrapping up the relationship theme with a strategy. And this will be a point-by-point strategy to help you learn how to assess any relationship in your life and work on it and improve on it. And that could be a relationship with a person. It could also be a relationship with some kind of action like going to the gym, I bring up that one a lot, or eating differently, or something in your health. And so those are the two most often I parlay as kind of the way we're taking care of ourselves and the way we're taking care of our relationships with others. So to start off with our points, let's talk about the four points that I'll make that you can use to assess, and it's made into a wonderful acronym, and this is something that I just kind of created based on high values that I see in my relationship with not only my health, but with my spouse, Aaron, and with other people as well. I used to have a mentor that would give me advice about our relationships, and he would say, how do you spell love? You spell love, T-I-M-E. And so I thought it was appropriate to use this acronym and talk about relationships. So we're going to use the acronym T-I-M-E. That's 4 points. Now, each one of these means something a little bit different. We're coming back to it's how we're spending our time with the relationship. Let's jump into T and see what we've got here. So T stands for talk and touch. Are you able to talk comfortably about your relationship with something? Let's say in this case, it's my relationship with eating. Can I talk without feeling guilty? And then what's the touch? So talk and touch. Okay, what are my behaviors around it? Am I close to it or not? Am I close enough to touch? Do I feel comfortable touching food? And do I trust myself around it? And so in some cases, you can see where people may feel a little bit uncomfortable with their habits. You can say the same about somebody's relationship. You know, when me and Aaron sometimes are bickering at each other, we don't always want to give each other hugs and high fives. We also don't always feel like talking to each other really sweetly. So, you know, that means that it's going to change our relationship with that thing, right? And so if we can assess that, this may be a scenario where we have an issue with T, talk and touch. Then we can also assess that when those things are restored, that we feel kinder and better toward each other, possibly with more resolution. Next on the list is I. I stands for one of my favorite words, which is intention. And this is our objective or motivation or our reason for coming into relationship with said thing. And that could be my intention is to get something out of this. My intention is to learn from this. My intention is to, you know, have some kind of value extracted from this. Setting your intention is really important. Like setting my intention to go to the gym could just be that I want to go to the gym. It doesn't have to be that I want the body of a Greek god. You know, that would be nice, obviously, as a result. But intention is very important. I also will exchange this for objective, but TOME, T-O-M-E, doesn't sound as good as time as an acronym. Okay, M. Now, I think many of you will like this, but M stands for memories. What kind of memories are you creating with your relationship with something? And this could be with a person, or this could be with a habit or thing. Now, I have heard, and this is just hearsay, I don't have a stat based on this or a research article to point to, but I've heard that you can have, I think it's like out of 10 or I think it was some odd number, like 13, out of 13 interactions with something or with a relationship with something, that you could have a small percentage, like 20 to 30%. So like 2 to 3 of 10, let's say, interactions had to be somewhat negative and had to be somewhat challenging, or else people in the relationship would get bored with each other. And I think it was actually addressing relationships with people and how there had to be some negative interactions occurring for the relationship to be healthy and for the person to stay engaged. There had to be some challenge. Now, conflict is not our favorite thing for everyone, but it is important for growth, and it does help us grow, as uncomfortable as it can be. So keep that in mind. What kind of memories are you creating? You want to obviously create good ones from a majority standpoint, but it's okay to have some bad ones and to learn from those bad ones and be able to pivot and kind of change the way your behavior is. Now, I think the one reason a lot of people fail at habit and behavior modification is because they rack up too many negative experiences with something, which is why I encourage people to take small steps and anchor to something that's enjoyable. For example, going to the gym and getting into the sauna and rewarding yourself so you have more rewards to balance the negative. Okay, finally, E, emotional positioning. So how are we emotionally positioned? And this kind of comes back to tying in everything. Talk and touch, how am I emotionally positioned? Intentions, memories, what is my emotional positioning? And I can set myself up for success in a relationship based on the attitude that I have toward that relationship. In other words, what is my perspective? And this really goes back to a mindset thing. Your perspective and your attitude protects you from doing dumb things. If you can stick in with a relationship that you know is valuable because you have determined that you're going to have a good attitude toward it no matter what, then you will win in the end. That resiliency is important. So your emotional positioning means that no matter how I feel, this is where I stand emotionally toward this thing. And that ties all those things together. So time, and you can use this acronym for, like I said, anything that you have a relationship with. This could be, again, health, a spouse, your finances, and especially, you know, consider it with things that you're not really happy with how those things are going. Like if you're not good with time management, maybe look at how you approach your relationship with time and see where that conversation with yourself takes you. I hope this was helpful for you today. Be on the lookout. We've got some bonus episodes coming. This week, for example, I'll have the COVID-19 update for you on the coronavirus and everything you need to know. But then also we are going to be meeting with Mary Byrne finally and hearing her input on all things flow and massage. And I'll probably just have a fun chat with her because she is wonderful and full of great knowledge. Tune in next week as we shift our theme some, and in light of all the changes in routines and changes in the world, we are going to be talking about focus. A very general term, but we'll be breaking it apart and using our Mind Garden framework to begin understanding more about how to focus, what is focus, when to focus, and what does nature do to focus. It's going to be an intriguing conversation, I think. I hope you are there to join us for the conversation. Have a great week. I'm thankful for you today, my friends. If you want to be a part of a community where you can learn how to stress less and grow more, you can find our community at Mind Garden Community on Instagram and Facebook. Again, you've been lovely today. I'm glad to have you with us.